Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, has won 5 international awards, folks. I don't mind telling you, I'm kind of proud of that. There was a lot of work I put into that book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. You can find that at Amazon. I think you'll like it. Folks, this is another segment where it's just you and me. I have some things on my mind. As you may have heard me talk about over the years, I've done a lot of reporting, a lot of shows, a lot of interviews, and some commentary like this on the so-called climate change issue, the debate, the so-called climate change debate. Because, see, I remember when it was global warming. And then, and for some reason, the research was showing things weren't getting warmer necessarily. And so, for some reason, I'm not sure why, the advocates changed their brand to climate change, which I don't think made their argument stronger, because as I've been pointing out for a long time, the climate's been changing for 3 billion years, right? 10,000 years ago, the glacier receding across the top of North America literally carved the Great Lakes. Ohio was under 5,000 feet of ice. Loch Ness and the Great Lakes didn't exist prior to that. That was some pretty significant climate change, wasn't it? So, yes, the climate is changing, and I'm not sure it helps the argument, in my opinion, to use that term. But one of the things that I want to remind you about is there's a big gaping hole in the argument the climate change advocates, the zealots, many of them are zealots. It's a religion for them. One of the things the big gaping hole in their argument that makes them, in my opinion, not serious arguers for this, for their position. And that is their total lack of recognition for the progress, the carbon-limiting progress that America has made, the United States of America has made in the last 20 years. Now, one of the first issues I ever reported on way back in 97, 98, was the Kyoto Accords. In the Kyoto Accords, this is Kyoto, Japan, the United States went over there to try to negotiate the Kyoto Accords. President Clinton and Vice President Gore were up to their ears in this. Clinton sent Gore over there to make this happen, and it didn't happen. Kyoto was not ratified. It was not, the United States did not join it. But one of the things, this was 98, folks, one of the things that Kyoto wanted, what we would have had to have done, we would have had to have created carbon, dropped our carbon levels at that point down to 1990 levels. We would have had to gone back 8 years in terms of carbon levels. 8 years, remember, that's a big number. In an economy that was about, I'm going to say $9 trillion. So that's what Kyoto wanted. We didn't think we could do it. Congress, 98 to nothing. The Senate chose not to ratify it. Bipartisan. It was bipartisan. It wasn't just Republicans. It was bipartisan. It did not fly. So remember that. 8 years we were going to go back in our carbon footprint in a $9 trillion economy. So here we are in 2019. And you hear people like Ocasio-Cortez and others say, the Green New Deal, this is our plan. You guys don't have a plan. What's your argument? You're not doing anything on the other side. Well, see, that's a lie. And it weakens their argument. It makes them, in my opinion, not serious. That's the gaping hole in their argument. Because here's the real news. And I've been telling you about this. I've been reporting on this. I've written about this for 4 or 5 years now. The United States of America has reduced its carbon footprint at a faster pace than any other industrialized nation in the world, to the point where our carbon footprint is now at 1990 levels, 20 years after Kyoto. It's almost 30 years we've gone back with our carbon footprint. Meanwhile, we more than doubled our economy. Think about that now, folks. This is government. I'm going to throw the government a bone. Some government regulations, some new, a lot of new technology, and a commitment to investing in that technology that reduces our carbon. Businesses found out if we reduce our carbon, it's more profitable for us. Small businesses and large businesses have been doing this. So until the Green New Deal people, and I've said this about Obama, the Obama administration too, until they are willing to say, okay, guys, wow, look what we've done here in the United States. We've taken, in 30 years, we've taken our carbon footprint back to 1990 levels while we tripled our economy. Good job, marketplace. Good job, businesses. Good job, America. This is wonderful. This is a major step in the right direction. Here's what we can do to do better. Until they say that, their arguments for the Green New Deal is illegitimate, as far as I'm concerned. It's not serious because they're not recognizing the reality in front of them. 29 after. I'm Jim Blessing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.